倪匡原名倪匡，后来用卫斯理这个笔名写了300多部小说。
New Quang, originally named New Quang, later wrote over 300 novels under the pen name Wai Shi.
400多部电影剧本。
Over 400 movie scripts.
独臂刀和六指琴魔原创小说写得挺精彩。
The original novel written by One-Armed Knife and Six-Fingered Demon is quite interesting.
倪匡的想象力非常丰富。
Nikon has a very rich imagination.
科幻小说《卫斯理》系列在港台地区颇受欢迎。
The science fiction novel series Why She Lies is very popular in Hong Kong and Taiwan.
金庸出国期间
，During his time abroad,
曾代写《天龙八部》连载。
I have previously written for the serialized novel Dragon Barbu,
等
and so on.
金庸回来
，Golden Returns,
你看，坏菜了。什么
？What's wrong with the food？
36栋
，36 buildings，
72岛，万仙大会齐聚灵鹫宫，缥缈
，72 islands all gathered at the Linku Palace，
风上杀声震天
，The roar of the battle shook the mountain，
场面混乱不堪
，The scene was chaotic，
差点没法收场。
Almost didn't make it.
赶紧的，天山童姥一死。
As soon as Tian Shan Tao Mao died.
赶快给倪匡捏出来的这帮乌合之众拔出生死符。
Quickly get rid of these pubs created by Nai Fen.
让大家一哄而散。
Let everyone disperse.
各回各家，各找各妈。
Each family finds their own mother.
金庸心里这个气呀
！The anger in Jin Yan's heart.
幸亏回来的及时。
Luckily, I came back in time.
要是在外多待一个礼拜
，If I could stay abroad for a week,
真就没法收场了。
It's really hopeless.
写东西最忌讳虎头蛇尾，强行杀青。
The worst thing to do when writing is to start strong but end weakly, abruptly ending the writing.
这和烂尾有啥区别？
What's the difference between this and a scam?
初中时候读贺敬之写的《回延安》。
When I was in junior high school, I read the letter that He Jingzhai wrote to Yanan.
当我读到千万条腿来。
When I read millions of likes come,
千万只眼也不够
Not enough eyes,
我走了也不够
I don't have enough.
我看这句话的时候
When I saw this sentence,
心里咯噔一下
A sudden feeling of unease.
这么写
Write like this.
你咋收回来呢
How did you get it back?
贺敬之啊
，Heng Jingzhui，
到底是贺敬之，紧接着就来了。
It was then that He Jingzhai arrived，
头顶着蓝天大明镜，延安城照在我心中。
With the blue sky and the bright city of Yan'an reflected in my mirror，
通过这句又把文字收回来了。
This sentence also brings the text back，
这个大概就是。收放自如吧。
That's probably how it is. Both sides are free.
倪匡的粤语说的不是很地道。
Nico's Cantonese is not very fluent.
有点生硬。
A bit stiff.
偶尔词不达意。
Sometimes words fail.
发音还经常出错。
The pronunciation is often wrong.
相比之下。
Compared to.
雪村的德语可能就讲得比倪匡的粤语要好。
The German spoken in Zichen might be better than the Cantonese spoken in Binjiang.
雪村人民罕见。
Snow village people are rare.
能讲一口流利的东北话。音乐评书。
Can speak fluent northeastern dialect music commentary.
东北人都是活雷锋。
Northeastern people are all like Lei Fen.
曾经风靡一时。
Once popular.
东北话跟德语有点接近。
Northeast dialect is similar to German.
发音方面应该有很多类似的重叠。
In terms of pronunciation, there should be a lot of overlap.
倪匡年轻时候有一门手艺，会刻章。
When Nair was young, he had a skill in carving seals.
尤其擅长在萝卜干和豆腐干上雕刻。
Especially skilled in carving on radishes and tofu.
对于工具要求也不高。
The requirements for tools are not high.
平常普通的那种小刀就够用。
Normally, a regular small knife is enough.
而且他刻账的速度飞快。
And his rate of collecting debts was twice as fast.
一般情况下
In general,
只要十来分钟就能搞定。
It only takes about 10 minutes to finish.
当然
Of course,
倪匡雕刻的公章在行家看来完全是粗制滥造。
In the eyes of experts,The seal carved from Neiman is completely a fake.
也就是现在通过病西西平台网购几十块的劳力士水平。
So now you can buy a Rolex-level watch for just a few tens of yuan through the and Roman 11 platform.
一言假。后来倪匡到了 HK.
The profit later went to Hong Kong.
这门手艺就荒废了。
This craft has been neglected.
英雄无用武之地。
Heroes are useless in this world.
本来可以拜师学艺。
Originally, one could learn from a master.
把印章雕刻这门古老的技艺发扬光大。
Promote the ancient art of carving seals.
光有天赋还不行。
Talent alone is not enough.
还要经常操练。
Still need to practice frequently.
还要名师指点，跟颜相学有的一拼。
Still, I'm trying my best to learn from the best, just like Wink.
你可以通过印章鉴别古玩字画的真伪。
You can identify the authenticity of ancient calligraphy and paintings by using seals.
就像拿显微镜观察岩石样本。
Like observing rock samples with a microscope.
依据具体形貌给各种矿物结合的石头定性定名。
Identify and name rocks based on their specific appearance.
什么安山岩
?What is the Yanchen rock?
玄武岩
?Obsidian.
流纹斑岩
?Pegmatite.
凝灰岩
?Conglomerate.
这些词汇听起来足够专业。
These words sound quite professional.
你要是跟老外讲
If you're talking to foreigners,
这帮家伙多半听不懂。
These guys probably don't understand.
老外生活非常单调。
His life is very monotonous.
欧盟和美帝的老外有可能一辈子没见过签证。
It is possible that foreigners from the EU and the US may never have a visa for their entire lives.
不知道世界上还有签证这种东西。
I don't know if there are still visas in the world.
从本国机场出发。
Depart from the airport of this country.
只要带上护照就可以走了。
As long as you have a passport, you can go.
如果到达国不同意入境。
The arrival of the goods to the country is not approved for entry.
那你就再回来。
Then come back.
本国海关压根儿没心思搭理你是否有目的地主权。
If the Chinese customs have no intention of taking care of your purpose,
国家的入境签证。
Country entry visa.
同样，很多老外医生也没见过啥像样的公章。
Many foreign doctors have also never seen a decent seal.
在苹果
An Apple
微软特斯拉这些大公司工作一般都是邮件偶尔有重要的文件或者合同都是签字
In Microsoft and Tesla, large companies, communication is mainly through email, and important documents or contracts are usually signed.
根本没有用到公章的地方。
There is no place where a seal is used.
可能这些大公司压根就没有公章。
It's possible that these large companies don't even have official seals.
什么？作为劳动者
？What has a worker?
你跟农夫生前签订劳动合同的时候
？When you signed a labor contract with Nam Fu Spring?
光签字还不行。
It's not enough to just sign.
还得按手印儿。
Still need to use my hands.
这要是在欧美，老板非得赔得倾家荡产。
If it's a case where a Western boss has to pay compensation for wrongful dismissal,
不可，雇主提取劳动者生物信息，刑期10年打底。
Employers cannot extract workers' biological information and impose a 10-year sentence.